Today's daf is Beitza, daf Yud Dalet, as we are and heading towards the end of the first parak, and we are discussing details of details of actions that are allowed on Yontif and Shabbos, and comparing the two. We are on Yud Gimel on the base. Let's start with the two dots. Right after the Gemara had mentioned Malachas Machsheves Astra Torah, which is obviously a major topic. Rav Asher Weiss has a big piece about it in Parshas Vayakel, discussing all the places in Chazal where Malachas Machsheves and the Rishonim is used L'chumra and L'kula. Most of the time it's used L'kula, and in a few places it's used L'chumra, that Shabbos has a higher standard than the other context. But either way, we are up to Ketzad Molel, the two dots on Yud Gimel Amid Beis. The Gemara had said on the previous daf, on Yud Beis Mabeis, Ketzad Molin Melilos, the discussion of if somebody has kernels of wheat and one wants to rub them in order to get off the chaff, get off the shells, and in order to enjoy what is inside, which is Pashas, the Malacha of Dash, Malacha of threshing. So how is one allowed to do that? So the Gemara said before, Mola Melilos, you're allowed to. So the question is how? So Kesa and Mola, how does one do that on what? So Machlokas Rishonim, what is this case talking about? Rashi, Tosas, Rashi says, second to last line, Be Yantif. We're talking about Yantif here. Molin Melilos is an Issadar Raisa of Dash, and therefore to do it on Shabbos would be a problem. On Yantif, because there's a Heter of Ochel Nefesh, we're going to be more Makel. But we're not going to be totally Makel to say it's all Mutter. Why? Because Rashi says it is Uvdin Dechol. Last line in Rashi. It is a weekday type of activity. So even though it's going to be Mutter, there's still a Chshash of Zilzul Yantif, of Uvdin Dechol, which is used in various contexts. It's hard to pin down how exactly to translate Uvdin Dechol, weekday activity. Post can use it in different contexts. One of them is right here. Rashi says, Uvdin Dechol, a weekday type of activity. Remember, we've discussed this in the various sugyas. One, we've discussed this in the toothpaste sugya. Also in Dush. So there are remember the different issues regarding toothpaste and toothbrush. Well, one of the issues is the toothbrush itself. Rav Avadia Yosef writes in the Tshuva that even if you want to say there's certain toothpastes are mutter on Shabbos, but one should use a separate toothbrush, because he says it's uvdin dechol, similar to hair brushes. Even though the Mishnah Berurah writes, he screams that one is not allowed to use brush one's hair in the normal way on Shabbos, because one is worried about akiras davar migidulo, of gozes, of tearing a hair out. If you do it slowly and carefully using a soft brush, that is okay. But one should use a separate one for Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah, the post can say there, because of Uvdin Dechol. So the Rav Avadia Yosef borrows that to the case of brushing one's teeth as well, Uvdin Dechol. So that's one context. You have it in other contexts as well. But Rashi here says that is the case that we are discussing by Molil and Melila. So we're talking about a case on Yantif. How does one do Melila on Yantif? Get the kernels out from the shells in a mutter way. That is Rashi and Tosfos both say it's talking about Yantif. See Tosfos, Kate said Molel, Pirish be Yantif. Ubishabis Aser Limlo. On Shabbos is Aser. What do with a Shino? He's still Aser Durabanan. So that is the Rashi and that is Tosfos. But if you look at the other Rishonim, says the Ra'ah, says the Rif. No, we're talking about on Shabbos here. On Yantif, you don't even need any type of Shinoi. On Yantif, it's Ochel Nefesh, and we're not worried about Uvdin Dechol. It's talking about on Yantif, certain Malachos, not too many, but certain Malachos, if I do them with a Shinoi, then they become not only Asur Durabanan, but they become Mutter. Few Malachos, most Malachos not. But certain Malachos, for example, Lisha. Lisha, one of the Malachas of kneading. If I do it's Lisha with a total Shinoi, if I put the opposite item in the bowl first, if I usually put in the material first, I put in the water first, and I switch it, and I don't do it in circular motions. I do it in X motions. So all of that says the say the post, because that is mutter. That's a malacha that becomes mutter through a Shinoi. So according to the Rif and according to the Ra, that's what's happening here as well. We're talking about on Shabbos, on Yadav, of course it's mutter. Right, that's Ochel Nefesh. Malachas Ochel Nefesh. But on Shabbos, this Shinui would allow it to be Mutter as well. Who do we paskin like? We paskin like the Makel Sheet. Do we paskin like the Rif and the Ra'ah and others? The Shulchan Aruch says, after all, if you look in, we didn't even answer the question yet. We're just going into the background of the question. The Shulchan Aruch says in Tav Kuf Yud, in Hilchas Yantif, Molalin melilos umafarchin kitnias kedarkan biyantif. There it is. We're about to see what type of shinui should be used, but that's only on Shabbos, according to those we showed him. On Yantif, it's motu legamrei. So that is an important background, just to know what the Gemara is talking about here, Shabbos or Yantif. So, let's see the Gemara now. Case on Mola. How does one do melila in each respective shita's context? Abaye, Mishmeder of Yosef, Amar. Abaye says, in the name of Rav Yosef, Chada Achada. One on one. What does that mean? I have to take my thumb and one of my other fingers and rub them. That's an unusual way to do it. And rub them between those fingers. And in that way, take off and rub off the outer shells. Rav Avya Mishmeder of Yosef. Amar Chada Tarti. No, you can even use two other fingers. A thumb with two other fingers. Rava Amar. Kivan de Mishani. Since you're already doing it in an unusual way, which is one hand. Usually I use two hands. If I'm only using one hand, so that's already a shinui. So afilu chada kulanami, I can do as many fingers as I want. I can rub my thumb against the palm of my hand, against all the fingers, so it would all be mutter. Different levels of what type of shinui is needed. So again, this is for the malacha of dash. Ketad minafeach. We also said before that you could be nafeach miyad liyad. You could blow from one hand to another hand to get the shells off. Remember, dash does two things. The av malacha of dash. Remember the order of malachas. You have chori, zareya, kotzer, dash. So I plowed, I planted, I grew, I harvested. So that was all on the ground. So if you picture a wheat stalk, I have the kernels within the chaff, the shell, and that itself is connected to the stalks. Dash does both. Dash separates the kernels and chaff from the stalk, and it removes the chaff from the kernel from the chaff inside. Right, that is the double action that is done by the av malacha of dash. So what if I have these, and now if I want to blow the chaff off? I already separated it, but now the chaff and the kernels are all mixed together. Sounds like a bower type of malacha. So, kesa menafeach, amar av adabar ava, amar rav, menafeach mi kishri esfaosav olamalik. Use the edge of your fingers. The kishri esfaosav, do it at the tips of your fingers, above the knuckles. That's a shinui. Machachu ala b'ma'arava. They laughed at him at this sheet in ma'arava. So that phrase, look at the last amud of the first parak in Sanhedrin, the Gemara goes through many different phrases in Shas, which rabbis are being referred to. So whenever they say, Machal Leib Ma'arava, it refers to these rabbis. Whatever it says, so see Rashi on the side, it says Sanhedrin Yezayim Abbas. Right? That's there it says, which rabbis are being referred to. What do they say? Kivan de Mishani. Again, since you're doing it in an unusual way, you're not blowing it out of two hands. You're only doing one hand. Afilu b'kuli adinami. Could use your whole hand. El amr b'lazar menafeach b'yado achas. You can do it however you want with one hand, as long as you're doing it with a shinui. The second statement, Rashi says, is talking about Shabbos. Right? So the first statement is the one that was talking about Yantif. According to Rashi, we switched. Rashi says in the last word on the Amud, that this menafeh bilal yad is talking about Shabbos, and that is a heter of preparing on Shabbos, doing the nifuach. Okay, so that finishes up the issues of dash and borer. We're not totally finished yet. We're going to come back to Hashem today. Today we're going to talk about borer on Yontif. Are there different rules of borer on Yontif than there are on Shabbos? There are. And we'll get into the malacha of tochein as well. This is what this first parak is about. We spoke about various malachas earlier, but these last couple of mishnayos are talking about malachas that we're familiar with on Shabbos. What is the parallel? What are the halakhas in Yantif? So we just spoke about dash, and now we're going to talk about tochein, and then we're going to get into borer and other malachas as we head on to the end of the first parak. Says the Mishnah, Beishamei Omrim, Tavlin, Nidochin, B'madoch, Shal Eitz, V'hamelach, B'pach, U'beitz HaParer. So first we're going to go through the whole sugya, and only at the end we're going to get to halakha l'maisa, tochein on Yantif. And Yantif Yoma, as we get ready for Yantif. Right, so many times we go through the malachas and the Shulchan Aruch to get ready for the Yantif. Hilchas Pesach and Hilchas Sukkis. But Hilchas Yantif we don't always go through, which is the generic Yantif halachas about which Ochal Nefesh is mutter. We mentioned already on Daf Gimel, about which malachas are mutter, which are not. But it's very important, malachas, to know the differences between Shabbos and Yantif. So says the Mishnah, Beishamai Omrin, Tavlin Nidochin. Spices. What are spices? Herbs. And I'm going to crush up the herbs in order to make to use it for my cooking. So tavlin can be crushed. It should do it. Lechatchila, do everything before Yantif. if you can. That's the Meiri here. Just like many contexts. Open everything before Yatif, crush everything before Yatif, everything before Yatif. But sometimes there are certain reasons why I can't do it before Yatif. Sometimes I forgot. But sometimes it doesn't taste as good if I crush it up before Yatif. Right? It's not going to be as sharp, and I want to have it on Yatif. So that might be a reason why I don't want to do it before Yatif. Is that a factor? Says the Mishnah. Bishamai says, you're allowed to crush up tavlin bimadoch shel eitz with a wood pounder. The madoch is what's used to pound, the grinder. Bimadoch shel eitz. Vahamelach, and crushing up, if somebody has a unit, a glob of salt, not crushed up salt already. Bapach, one needs to use a pach, an earthenware pounder, meaning to use a shinui, not to use a regular stone pounder, which is the normal. Ube eitzapara, or a wooden spoon. Any of these are good, says Beis Shammai, to use for crushing. Ubeis Hillel Omrim, no, one level less. Yes, shinui, but not as extreme. Tavlin idochen kidarkan, b'madoch shel evin. Regular spices can be ground up normally with your stone pounder. V'amelach, salt, I'll agree with you, says Beis Hillel. Salt needs a shinui in the grinding, b'madoch shel eitz, with a wooden grinder. That is the machlokas b'shamay b'sel. What is the issue here? Is tochein one of the malachas that is mutter for ochal nefesh? If it is, why do you need any shinui for it? If it's not, then how does shinui help? So says some rishonim here. Says the Ra'ah quoted in the Ran and others. This is an issue of really it should be mutter. It's ochal nefesh, but uvdin dechol, it's a weekday type of activity. Usually you grind things to use for a long time. So better not to do it in the unusual way. That's why if you do it with a shinui, that's not called a weekday activity. You can ask two opposite questions. The Pnei Yeshua goes in one direction. Pnei Yeshua says, didn't we have the Yerushalmi quoted earlier in Tosfos Daf Gimel? Which malachas are mutter for ochal nefesh? Milisha ve'elech. Yes, there was some Rishon. Remember we had a machlokas. Rambam, Ran, Tosfos on Daf Gimel. So some Rishonim say all malachos are mutter for ochal nefesh. And the Rabbanan answered some of them because we don't want you to do malach on Yantif. You should have done them before Yantif. But there were certain Rishonim, Tosfos quoted the Rishalmi, that only malachos milisha ve'elech from kneading onward. The malachos earlier in the Sidur the Pas are not mutter on Yantif. Tochein is before. So asks the Pnei Yeshua right here, according to those Rishonim, especially according to those Rishonim, that say only certain malachos are mutter da'oraisa for ochal nefesh, but certain malachos are asur mida'oraisa, even on yantif. So how does this help? Tochid is not one of the malachos. Ask the Pnei Yeshua, lama hitiru tavlin laduch kedarkan. Right, according to Beis Hillel, you're allowed to crush the spices even normally, other than salt. We'll have to see why there's a difference. V'hashchika told that the tocheinu. V'tchina asura b'yantif. L'ksas poskim mi da'oraisa. Da'asurin kala malachos ochal nefesh kodem lisha. K'vashakasa v'tosas reish b'chilten. Right, we know that tosas. Dav gimel am an aleph. So, ask the, and the ubereish parakein sadin. Right, those are the other place where we saw Rashi and tosas. Chav gimel. So, ask the B'nai Yeshua, why is it mutter? So, he has two suggestions. U'bitchila ala b'libi l'chalek v'lomar. Originally, this is what I thought in my heart. Dishchikas tavlin lav melacha gemurahi afilu b'shabbos. Wow, crushing spices even on Shabbos, it's not full tochein. Why? Dulo dami l'tchina v'lishchikas samamana b'mikdash. What was the av melacha, the ultimate melacha of tochein, where they used to crush herbs in order to use for medicines or for dyes? Those were unable, they were not usable in their raw state. Once you crush them, then they become usable. That's the av malach of tochein. When you crush something and make it unusable to usable. De meikar lochaz yeklalu molsayu, masha om dem achara trina, diefsha lasos isa mishibalim, kim iim al yedei trina, vecheshik esamamanim, letzaveya, letzvoa, shetzrichin gibo, velochaz yekibal de shrika. Spices? You could use the spice in its raw state. You'd just rather crush it up and sprinkle it into your food. But even a raw spice, you know, sometimes we use raw, you know, bay leaves, cinnamon, you could use it. Basheki tavlin da avitilataima, umekaranami chazilachi, the kama bene adam nosa the kadera muchusar shrika. Therefore, this is not a full malacha in that sense, and that's why tochein, for this, is going to be mutter. It's not included in the regular daraisa of ochal nefesh. Lamad aver domet, let me just throw in a mashal, and that is borer. Borer is the usser. What happens if I would use the item without being borer? And the Shulchan Aruch says it's mutter. Remember the case of the filtered water. If I would drink water even without the filter, then I'm allowed to use the filter on Shabbos. It's not called borer. Why? Because it's really mutter. It's not really, I'm not really separating. I would drink it without it. If I would never drink unfiltered water, then it's borer. Because I'm separating. But if not, it's not. So too here. That's the Bnei Yeshua suggestion. But then he says, I'm not so sure if this is correct. So he gives another answer at the end based on the Ron. He says that only malachas that are asr b'shem ochal nefesh, even according to the ones that say the araisa, are only malachas that are ragil la'asos liyamim harbe. Malachas that you usually do for extended periods of time. I do a malacha in order to create something to put in storage. But malachas that I just do right before I eat, so then that's not going to be called a malacha. That's like borer with the three heterim of ochal yad la'altar. By tochen, we mentioned the Rashba also says miyad. Something you do right before you eat, that's an extension of your eating. Masha enke shchikas tavlin ein darko lasos liyamim harbi ala masha tzorach lekedera v'gamkein ein derech avdus pakach mikom misham hachi loach, that means not malachas avoda, it's malachas hanoa, referring to the Ramban, misham hachi loach miru. That's the two suggestions of the Pnei Yeshua. Rav Shlomo Zalman here in the Mincha Shlomo on Beitza has explaining the second pshat, but really it's the third pshat. He says any malachas that you do right before you eat and you do it while you eat anyway, that's not a full malacha. Right, that applies to three malachas. Borer, sometimes in my mouth. If I'm eating watermelon, I'll take the seeds out. So I'm being borer with my teeth. How is that a mutter? The rule is you can't violate a malacha in your mouth on Shabbos. Impossible. You can't do borer in your teeth, taking something out. I don't violate token while I chew, while I grind it up with my teeth. I don't violate lush when the saliva hits the dry item that I put into my mouth. Right? I can't violate a malacha in my mouth no matter what this is not really normal. But remember we had the Rashi in Masechta Sukkah? If I bite a fruit that's still attached to the ground, okay, then you can violate malacha. That's kosher. But normal eating is not going to be called a malacha. So says Rav Shlomo Zalman, right beforehand is also not called that malacha. And that's why tochen here would be mutter. It's the point of Shlomo Zalman, Mincha Shlomo right here in Beitza. So that's background to the Mishnah. The Pnei Yeshua's point was, why is it mutter at all? So that's why we had all of these different suggestions why it is mutter at all. Then you ask, okay, so if it's asr, how does the shinui make it mutter? That's what we said. If it's, you have to put everything together. If it's a shinui, some malachas become mutter with a shinui. It's not just asr, dir rabbanan. One other point, and that is salt. So salt, there's an issue of grinding salt here. Rashi says, why? Because let's say you had a large clump of salt that was from the deposits, whatever it is. Rashi says, melach b'malkam sheish melach gasa. You have a large piece of salt and you want to make it smaller. That's what we're talking about. What's Rashi emphasizing? We're not talking about a case where you already had ground up salt and then it got pushed together into a clump and now you're undoing it. Why? Because that would be ein tochen achar tochen. The only time there's an issur of tchina is when there's a natural state, something that was never ground before, and you're going to grind it. But we know the rule is, quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that once I do tochein to a certain item, I can't violate it again. Ain't tochein achar tochein. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. I'm allowed to crush up challah and put it into my soup. Why? Because, or it doesn't say soup. It says give it in front of your chickens. That's the case. Soup will get into afiyach or bishul, not for now. But it's mutter because of kli shlishi v'chulu. But the case of the Ramah is you're allowed to crush up challah, get it in front of your chickens. Why? What are you grinding? No, but this was ground into flour already. Then it was baked into challah. Ain't tochen achar tochen. Right, that is the rule. And that's why probably why Rashi is emphasizing, we're not talking about salt that became clumpy afterwards. If you have salt that became clumpy in your salt shaker, you're allowed to shake it around and undo it. We're talking about a natural clump of salt that was not properly separated in its original state. If you remember, the Chazon Ish has a beautiful formulation to explain ein tochen achar tochen. It's not just once an act of tochen was done, then it's mutter. But he gives a svara. He says it's not the same thing as ein bishul achar bishul. It's a different type of principle. Ein tochen achar tochen explains the Chazon Ish. Simin nun zayin means the malacha of tochen is only by a separating a unit into small pieces by what he calls a chibur tiv'i, by in a unit made by God. If Hashem makes something, my grinding it and separating it is the malacha. But if there's a man-made unit, so then separating that is not the malacha. So challah I make, while grain God makes. I mean, I make it with Kadosh Baruch Hu's help, but we know what we mean. Inyan ein tchina achar tchina sheskira aposkim, eino inyan le'ein bishal achar bishal shenechleku aposkim. Right, there's no, ain bishlacha bishlacha, that's a machlokas, how far you take that. Ain token acha token, everybody agrees to. Everybody agrees to. Ella, had ain tchina bapas, hainu, she ain token, ella bahafrada, shel chibur tiv'i. Aval afrada, shel chiburei b'nei adam, eino bichlal token. Afilu bechibur davar shlo nitcha meolam. Even something that was never ground before, but if it is a chibur, man-made, so it could be that there will not be tochen. It comes up, I'll give you a nafkamina, and that is sometimes people like to crush up a par of chocolate to put it on like top of a cake. Right? To get the little strands of chocolate to put it on top of a cake. Are you allowed to do that on Shabbos? You have to grind up chocolate in order to put it onto a cake. That could be a nafkamina between the chazanish and the pashtus. Because chocolate, it was already ground up. You took the coffee, the chocolate beans, and you ground them up into chocolate powder. But it is a chibur, it's not a chibur TV, right? It was made by man. So that could be a nafkamina between the pashtus of the principal and the chazanish's ain't token akar token. Okay, let's get into the Gemara. Tekuli ama miyos melach boi shinui. Fine. Machlokas in the Mishnah about whether spices need a shinui or not. Everybody agrees that salt, the salt natural clumps, require a shinui by time of why. Why would it need a shinui? Rafuna Rav Chizda. Chad Amar, Kala Kaderas Kulan Srichos Melach, V'ein Kala Kaderas Srichos Tavlin. First day, everything needs salt. Tell me a dish that you don't put salt in. Everything needs salt. So if you're cooking on Yatif, you know that you're going to need salt. So you should have done it before Yontif. You know you're going to need other spices. You might not use every spice in every, certain dishes call for different spices. But everything needs salt. It doesn't mean that after you get it served, you have to put more salt on it. That's not what we're talking about. Right? That might not be so nice for the host, or the hostess. But in terms of preparation, so then you need salt. So you should have known. So the first svara is that I should have known, and therefore I should have done it before Yontif. V'chad Amar. Kala tavlin mefigin taimon. Other spices lose some of their sharpness and freshness if I did it 24 hours before. If I did it before Yantif. That's why other spices, Beis Hillel says, you don't have to do it before Yantif. Because we want it to be fresh. Umelach ain't a mefigin taimon, but salt? Salt is the same. Right? So what's the salt the message of? Salt not only stays forever, but it makes other things. It's a preserver. Right, what does salt do? What is the malacha ma'abe tanning? When I take animal skin and make it into leather, how do I preserve that? I make it very salty. When I want to preserve a cucumber, I put it in salt to make it into a pickle. And it stays. Salt is a preserver. And that's what we said, the beautiful idea of salt, it keeps what was. And that's why the minhag of putting honey on the table for Rosh Hashanah instead of salt. Because we don't want to do whatever we've done last year and keep going. That's why no salt, honey. What does honey do? Honey makes things into new. Right, so the halacha is, even if there are, the Gemara says, if there are bee's legs in the honey, no, it's nishtanu, it becomes something new. So we want to be something new on Rosh Hashanah. That's why the honey is the message and not the salt. So salt is the same. So that's what I do yesterday. Right, it's not going to be mefiga taima, and that's what should have been done. So, my nafkamina, my binaya, what's the difference between these two svaras? Salt, you should have done because you knew you would need it, or it doesn't lose any of its sharpness. My binayu, ikabinayu, diyada, my kedera, bail of shule. Number one, what if you know what you're going to cook the next day? You know what you're going to cook, so you know which spices you're going to use. So according to the svara of, not every dish needs these spices, but here you knew. So you should have done it before Yantif with the other spices. And therefore, if you do it on Yantif, you need a shinui. But if you, according to the other svara of spices, lose some of their sharpness, so then, no, even if you know, you could do it on Yantif. Inami bimorika, or morika is another type of spice, which is the opposite. A type of spice which doesn't lose its sharpness if you would do it on beforehand. So again, according to the Deya that says you knew, but you didn't know. You don't know what you're going to cook. But if according to the Deya that says it doesn't lose its sharpness, it does lose its sharpness, but here it does not lose its sharpness. Good, two different days. What are we paskin? What do we paskid? So, if you look at Tosis, Tosis quotes the Ri on the fourth line. Pasak Ri, Sheyesh Le'esar Bechol Inyan. Daz Linan Lechumra. Right? You should be Machmir. Right? Because we don't know. You should answer. Afal Gab Dibishal Sofrim Halachachra Mekol. Even though we usually have the rule of Safik Durabana Lakula. But Hoel Ulakol Echad Ve'echad Yishkula Vechumra Bekol Tzadav Sinan Lechumra. Here you have a problem. Because you ought to be Machmir. So you should all like the first opinion, but each opinion has a chumra and a kula. So you can't just say, oh, right, the whole like the first opinion, all like the second opinion. That's why you can't just say, holach achar, the one who is mekel. Because there is no one who is mekel here. Each one has a chumra and a kula, so you gotta pick one. Or not. That's why Tosfos says you would pick the chumra of each. We pick the chumra of each one. That is what the Ri says. But Tosfos continues a few lines later and says, no, we pass it like Shmuel, who's going to say in a minute, you don't have to have spices for any, you don't have to have shinuyim for anything. He's mekel against the Mishnah, as we'll see who Shmuel holds like. Let's focus on that first day of Rabbin and Tosfos. Tosfos says, machra and both stadim. 1 second. Doesn't the Gemara in Erevin tell us that if you are mekel like two different opinions, then you are a Rasha? If you are machmer like the two different opinions, then you are a fool. You have to pick a shita and go like it. So here, so pick one shita. You have to pick the chumras of both opinions. Okay, you don't say something about lakula here. So pick one opinion, pick one chumra. It's possible like both chumras. So the Shurim Siyan Balacha connects this to the Pesach Sugya. What's the Pesach Sugya? Pesach Sugya. Which kosos require hesavah? Remember the Gemara in Arei Psachim. The Gemara says, has two different opinions, I think in the name of Rav Nachman. Ikadarim Shader Rav Nachman, the first two kosos. Why? Because that's when the Gula started. Some say that the last two kosos, because that's when they were Gulim. So what does the Gemara say? Lo in Marhilchza Kamar. So, require a saber for all four. All four, that's the Gemara. Ask the Ron, the famous Ron, something to Rabbanon Kula. So you should need a saber for none of the kosos. Right? What do you mean for all? Because we're not sure what to do. Do a saber for all four. So the Ron says, 2 days. Number one, well, that's so much tircha, so just do it anyway. You might as well. You don't have so much tircha. So that's one answer that could fit here too. Oh, come on, just do a little bit of machinery. What's the difference? So that's number one. Or the second day of the Ron, which is the more famous one, and that is, Sardar Abad al-Kula does not apply where applying it would knock out the din entirely. If you be mekel, you know, do one or the other, okay. But if you're not going to knock out the din entirely, then you don't see something about it. So here, what's the something about the kula? So don't do a saber by either of them. You can't pick one over the other because you don't know. That's why you have to do it by both. Something about the kula is not going to apply there. Similar, right? The Mishnah Melech uses this rod by a city where you don't know where to lay in the Megillah. You don't know if it was a walled city, Bizman Yeshua Ben Nun. So 14th or 15th, something about the kula. And therefore, what? Don't lay in the Megillah. Right? You have to lay in the Megillah on one of the days. You don't lay it on both days. You have to lay in the Megillah. So that's why you pick one of the days, but you can't just knock it out entirely. So that is why it could be that's what's going on here too. So what are you going to say? You're going to be lakula and therefore what? You can't pick one sheet up because each sheet has a kula and a chumra. You can't just knock out both of them because that'll knock out the din lagamer, like the Ron says in Psachim. So that's why you have to be machmer for both sheetas according to the Ri. But again, we bazen like Shmuel, as we will see right now. Back to the Gemara. Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, kol ani dochin, ni dochin, kedarkon, viafilu melach. Shmuel said, no, all grinding spices can be done, even salt. I've amid melach vayishinui. Don't both opinions in the Mishnah, even Basil, agree that salt requires a shinui? Huda Amar ki haitana. Shmuel holds like the following opinion. But the Gemara never says Shmuel tana upalik. Shmuel was pretty early, but, you know, we'd rather not have to say even Rav. Rav Tanu Palik, Shmuel for short. Tanya. Omer Rabbi Meir. Lo nechleku, beishamayu, beis hillel, al hanidochin, shenidochin, kedarkanu melech ibahen. Everybody agrees, says Rabbi Meir. Beishamayu and beis hillel, that things that are ground up, you're allowed to grind normally, or salt with them. Salt can be done with spices. Lo nechleku, right on the side it says, doesn't mean you have to put the salt in the grinder at the same time. It just means that in the same, you know, time period of crushing, right? You have to do it at once, one after another at the same moment. The machlokas is that you do it by itself. That's the machlokas. Now Now we're getting into another factor. Beis Shammai says you could do it, but only the amount of salt that was required for its sleet, which is a lesser amount of salt. We know roasting, the blood, what is salt used for? In the roasting a cookie process. Not only for flavoring, but it's also used a certain type of salt to get the blood out. Right, that's a melicha. Right, halacha is a melicha, the end of Hilchos Shechita. So here, if you're salting on Yontif, you're only allowed to use the amount of salt that's required for roasting, which is a lesser amount, because the blood drips out anyway while it's over the barbecue. Avalolik there, but not when you're cooking. Not that amount, even with a shinui. Ubeisil omrim, no, b'chol davar. Anything. B'chol davar is not gadol. What does that mean, b'chol davar? You're allowed to use anything. Ela'ema l'chol davar. No, it means for anything, meaning even l'kadera. Basically, it says as long as you use a shinui, it can be used up until that amount. Period. So you see, melech can't, if his melech is used with and crushed with the other spices, even Beis Sham, Beis Hill would agree it's mutter, and that's who Shmuel would hold like. Okay. Period. Other halachas of tchina. Amar li Rav Acha bar dila. Libre ki daiches, when you ground and pound salt. Atzli atzlu yevaduch. Put the pounder aside. Use go sideways. The pounder that's usually used, you know, in a certain way. Turn it sideways and bank it like that. Do a little shinui with the same kli. Meaning you don't have to use a different kli. Use the same kli. Rav Sheshe shamakol buchna amar lav migavay de beisehu. Rav Sheshe was walking and he heard grinding going on. He says, "That's not coming from my house." It wasn't a tefillah. It was just a reality. That's not coming from my house. Vidilma, right, usually when we hear screaming, we say, oh, that's probably from our house, right? Vidilma tzluye atzli. But how did he know? Maybe it was sideways. How did he know that, oh, it's not coming from my, maybe it's done sideways, and we pass that will be mutter. No, deshame David solo kale, right? See, he heard that it was a very clear sound. He knew there was a different sound when it was being used sideways and being used straight. Vidilma tavlin have, maybe it was spices. Maybe it was spices, and that's why it was spices that mean not salt, and it was couldn't have been done before Yantif, and that's why. Tavlin nevuchem en v'kalai. Oh, it was a louder sound. Okay, he was an expert in the sound. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, Rav Sheshes was saginar, he was blind. And many times you find by people who have certain senses that are not usable, that they are more apt and more developed in their other senses. Rahman al-Islam, sometimes we find by somebody who's Sagi Nohar, their sense of hearing is unbelievable, right? Or any other way. That's what Rav Shlomo Zalman says. He was Sagi Nohar here, he was blind, and therefore he was able, his sense of hearing was unbelievably developed, more than those around him. Tan Rabbanan. Ein osin tisni. One is not allowed to make tisni. What's tisni? Rashi says it is a grinding that you grind up wheat into each wheat kernel into four. It's a big tircha. So you shouldn't do it on Yantif. You know, it's a tisni. Being kochen b'machtashes. And also, you can't grind at all in a grinder. Tarti, what does that mean? It says you can't make this fancy grinding item. And then it says you can't do anything. So what are both of those? So hachi ka'amar. No, it means one statement. Ma ta'am in osin tisni. Why can't you grind, make tisni? Lefishe, because you're machteshes. Because you can't use the grinder. So Gemara says, so why don't you just say the second statement? Velema in kochim b'machteshes. Why don't you say that statement? So the Gemara says, no, itani in kochim b'machteshes. Havi amina hani mi b'machteshes gedola. I would have thought only that means a big grinder you can't use. But let's say a hand grinder. It would be mutter. Kamash Malan, we want to say even a small grinder. That's why it has two statements. Vatanya, but the Brisa says that's mutter. Ein kochim machtesha gadola, ava kochim machtesha katana. Says it's mutter to use a small grinder. Amar Abaya, kitani nam vasiz machtesha gadola. Okay, you're right. You're right. Really, only gadola is usser. Small one is going to be mutter, and the Brisa that said you're not allowed to use it is talking about a big one. Tanya, or the Brisa also says, Rava amar lo kasha. Rava says, another difference between the Brises, halan v'halahu. It depends on us or them. Right, we've had this a number of times already, right? Lan means b'nei bavel, and lahu means b'nei eretz yisrael. But what's the chiluk? There's always a difference in what this means here. So, machlokas Rashi Rambam. Rashi says this means, over here, we don't have avadim serving us, so there's no worry that people are going to see something and be mezalzel and take it the next step, and that's why it's mutter for us. In b'nei eretz yisrael, right? They have avadim there. So wait, what, they were richer in Eretz Yisrael? They're richer, right? It sounds like a Ramah that's also hard to understand. Remember the Ramah in Hilchas Birchas Kohanim, where the Ramah discusses why Duchening is not done in Galus. Right? Big mystery. Big mystery. Why Berachas Kohanim is not done in all over the world. It's not a mitzvah Tzliya Baretz. Right? So why? So the Ramah quotes all different opinions. So one of them is that, oh, in Chutz La'aretz we're so worried about our Parnasa, and it's difficult. So that's why we're not totally besimcha. In Eretz Yisrael there. So what does the Ramah mean? In Eretz Yisrael, they all have Parnasa, they're not worried? Or Afal Pikein there, besimcha anyway, for other reasons. Right? So the latter is probably more realistic. But either way, it's a halav alu. So maybe it says then that they had avadim in Eretz Yisrael, west lan avde de mazalzli. That's the difference according to Rashi. The Rambam has a different formulation. The Rambam says, fascinating Rambam. The Rambam says, gimel yud gimel, hilchas yantif. The Rambam says, be'eretz Yisrael afilu b'ktana aser. You can't even use a small, and he has it the opposite way. According to Rashi, Rashi says the lun in Bavel, that's what's mutter. They don't have a vodim. In Eretz Yisrael, it's aser. So, he has the same direction, but it's a different svar. Aval kosher b'atad katana shezeu shini shela. Uberetz Yisrael afilu b'ktana aser. Why? Shatfua shelohen tovahi. The produce of Eretz Yisrael is unbelievable. V'yim kochin osama erav yantif ein b'kach efsid. It's not going to go bad if you do it the day before. It's a special type of tua, says the Rambam. That's the difference between halan v'ha'aluhu. The Shita Bekubetza says that the Hemshuch seems like Rashi, as we'll see in a minute, but that is Rava's statement. Weiter. Rav Papa ikla l'bei mar Shmuel. Aisu le daisa v'lo achal. He was brought daisa, a crushed up cereal, and he didn't eat it. V'double b'chlesh k'tada avdua. Why didn't he eat it? Maybe it was done in a small grinder. T'chaz yedavi daik tvei. He saw it was very ground up. So he knew a small one, a big one was used. V'dilma may esmol avdua, maybe it was done yesterday. The chazi davi kalasire, it was like shining. So he saw it was just done. V'ibayis ema, or shiny bebar Shmuel, or Shmuel was more machmer on himself. Why? Di'ika pritsusa da'avdi. Right, which sounds like Rashi from before. Right, he saw he wanted to be machmer because he saw if he ate it, so then the avadim that were around him would take it to the next step and be mekel where they shouldn't be mekel, and that's why he didn't do it. Says the Ritva, right here, says the Ritva, without this issue of avadim, somebody brings me something that was ground up. I have no idea what grinder was used. I have no idea when it was done. Right? What does it see from the Gemara? Don't ask, don't tell. Right? What does it sound like? Mutter. The only reason it's aser is because there are these avadim that might go the extra step. But me'ikra din, says the Ritva, unbelievable. You read the Gemara, you don't catch it. Says the Ritva, Pirish, halav hachi, misveika, leslon la'achzuke isura, v'chol Yisrael b'cheskas ksherim. That's the Ritva right here in Beitza Dav Yudalit. Every Jew has a cheskas kashrus. Eidach, without a chiddish, eidach adem b'visurin. Right, but that's the assumption of the Gemara. I don't have to ask. I can assume it was done well. Big Shiloh. Remember we had this discussion in Sukkah on Daf Yud, where we had the Gemara. There was a machlokas about a certain case of the Schach, and there was one in the Amoraim that invited the other Amoraim into his Sukkah without telling them, and they ate there. And the question is, if you know something's mutter, are you allowed to be ma'areach somebody, giving something that they think is usser? So this relates to that, but he says, every Jew has a cheskas heter, cheskas kashrus. That's the Ritva. Rav Shachter quotes Rav Soloveitchik in the Ikvei Atzon, who says, where does every Jew's cheskas kashrus come from? It comes from the Tzelem Elokim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts into every Jew. After all, what is the Gemara say? Chosamo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes. That's Hashem's Mida. Hashem's Mida is emes. So there's a little pintle yid, every pintle of yid at root is emes. Right, that's what, even though the Medrash in Bracious has the machlokas between the malachim, whether man should be created or not. And the Gemara says, some of the malachim say, oh, create him, because he is Right? Rachamim. And others say, no. Sheker says, no. Kulo shkarim. That's only lamaisa. But inherently, we have the pit of the yid that we have this, a midah of truth to us. That's conceptually, I'll be drush even a little bit. Right? The midah, every, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midah is MS. He gives that to every Jew, and that's our cheskas kashrus. Every Jew has a cheskas kashrus, unless proven otherwise. So that is the diak of the Ritva on this Gemara. Lamaisa, lamaisa. So, how do we translate this Gemara into Tochein on Yantif? So, says the Shmir Shabbos, any item that grows from the ground, obviously, if it doesn't grow from the ground, there's no malacha, right? It's not going to be more machber than Shabbos. By Shabbos, ain't Tochein ele b'gdulei karka. So, Ochlen, Shehem g'dulei karka, v'lo yiskalkalu yimitchanein kodem l'chag, and they won't become ruins before if you do it before Yantif. Avotamam yafug, they won't become ruined, but they'll get a little weaker, right? If you did it before Yatif, chazeres, tavlin, certain types of grindings, mutter lidchor osam ulam raka de shinui. You could grind them with a shinui, right? We paskin if it could be done with a shinui and it does lose some of its taste, you could do it. Lechadchila. Or usually, you're not allowed to do a malachai de shinui lechadchila, knowing beforehand, do it beforehand. But this is the difference. You could do it on Yantif. L'chadchila, but with a shinui, shi'itchan osam ba'ofan acher mimashu ragel asos b'imosachol. L'dugma, hayaragel, and he gives an example of shinuyim. But, what happens if you have foods that are gedulei karka that would not get ruined, and not even lose any of their taste, any of their sharpness, if you would do it before Yantif, like egozim, melach, minadin, l'tchan osam kodem l'chag. Don't rely on it. Even with a shinui. So b'di'eved, you can do it on shinui. What if you have a food that will become totally ruined if you did it beforehand? Let's say, I'm sorry, mara. Let's say avocado, banana. If you're assuming that mashing is included in tochein, if I mash a banana the day before, it's what, a mash for a child? It's going to become ruined. So now you're allowed to do lechadchila without a shinui. The only thing you have to do with a shinui on Yantav is something that loses some of its taste. But if it's going to be totally disgusting, if I do it beforehand, then you can do it normally without a shinui on Yantav. So that is the different levels. So maror wouldn't become ruined. It would lose some of its taste. It would lose some of it. So that's why if you do it on Yantav, you have to do it with a shinui. Do it with a shinui. I would say maror is in that category. Okay, Viter, that's Tochein on Yantif. Now we get to Borer. Borer on Yantif. Says the Mishnah. Habor Kinyos b'Yantif. If somebody is Borer Kinyos. What are Kinyos? That's a big Shiloh. What is including Kinyos? Right, Kinyos. For our purposes, we'll just say legumes, beans, type of items. So if somebody's Borer Kinyos b'Yantif, Bishami Omrim, Borer Elchava Ochel, Borer the good from the bad, and eat it for Ochel. Sounds like Shabbos. Ubeis Hillel Omrim Borer Kidarko. Right? Ubeis Hillel says no. Borer Kidarko. What does Kidarko mean? Pashas, that means bad from the good. Kidarko Pashas means that you just take out the bad, so you have the good left. Borer Kidarko, take out the bad. Becheko. Becutted ubetabchui. Right? It is chest with a cutter and a tabchui, which are separating instruments. But not with fancy separating instruments. Even on Yantif, you shouldn't use a fancy separating instrument. Rabbi Gamliel Omer Afmediach Mashola. Rabbi Gamliel says you could put items in water and have the psoles float up to the top. Mediach Mashola. Right? That's what you are allowed to do. Ask Rabbi Kiva Eger. Pour in your soda. Rabbi Kiva Eger on your Mishnayis. Toasts Rabbi Kiva Eger. He says, why are you allowed to take the bad from the good? Isn't it muksa? Isn't psoles muksa what you don't want? So that's another reason why borer on Shabbos, you take the good from the bad. Because the bad, right, if it's inherently black jelly beans, I just don't want them, that's not muksa. But if it's really something bad, it's muksa. The whole Shiloh, remember we had the first daf? Base of daf base, right, the bones on the table, had to get rid of them, right? That. So ask Rabbi Kiva Eger, why are you allowed to take the bad out from the good? Forget Hilchos borer, what about Hilchos muksa? Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, this proves the machlokas Rishon, and we had about a week ago. Does ochal nefesh matir muksa? Right, and matir certain other malachas, but does ochal nefesh, that's ochal nefesh matir muksa? Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, right here, this proves like those Rishonim. Mikan nir l'nir 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 l' the mutter lasalik efer kira hamuksa bishvil lafos pashtida. Right, the case with the bones after you ate, that's not ochel nefesh because you finished. But what about beforehand? The tiltal muksa lasorach ochel nefesh mutter biyantif tosas davches tosas davchavches. We'll get back to that. Imke nicha the mutter tadla psola shemuksa bishvil ochel nefesh. That's what Kiv Eger's hara right here on our Mishnah. Tanya says the Braisa. Amar Rabbi Gamliel, b'medver mamurim. When do we say that this machlokas in the Mishnah applies kishocha bruba lapsolas? When does face hillel say you can take the bad? When there's more good than bad? So the less tircha is taking the bad. That's going to be the key. The less tircha on yantif, that's what's mutter. Av psolas bruba la ochel devri akol no tos ochel b'dichas psolas. But when you have more psolas, then take the good because that's less tircha. So the war psolas ruba la ochel miga mandashori. What do you mean? If the bad is more than the good, take the good. So who matters? Who matters that? What do you mean? Who matters that? Unbelievable. Rashi. Rashi says, isn't the good batel barov? Right. If there's more bad than good in the mixture, the afilu letaltalo. Is it mutter even to move? But batili le miuta lagabi ruba. But the kakule psolas for lochazi. It's like all psolas. If you only have a little good in there. So the Gemara says, no, lo tzricha, the case that the Braisa means, Rabbi Gabliel, de nafish bitircha vizata b'shiura. You have, the psoles is more difficult to get out, but it's smaller in its amount. Meaning there's less psoles in there, but it's more difficult to get out the psoles, whatever the case is. And therefore, that's what Rabbi Gabliel means. On yantif, what is the halacha of borer? The less tircha needs to be done. Whatever is easier to get out, that's what's mutter. So if it's easier to get out the bad, take out the bad. If it's easier to take out the good, take out the good. So that's the halachas of borer on yantif. Again, that is the meikar hadin, right, the shmir Shabbos again, in Perek Dalet here. Tidei borer b'yantif, the shochan of the shmir Shabbos says, melechas brera hi mina malachas hamutaros b'yantif. V'imze, yesh ofanim shlo etir chachamin lebor b'yantif. Really, borer is mutter. But the Chazal said that they answered certain activities. Why? Because they want you to do the less tircha. Mikivat shaderech livrar harbe b'vasachas, or sometimes it looks like you're doing the malacha for yomim harbe, which is also a zilzil of yantif, but real borer is mutter. But that's why you have to look, what's less tircha, what's less, what's easier for you on yantif. That's going to be mutter. Other than that, borer is mutter on yantif. Weiter. Beishamayomrim. Next Mishnah. Ein Mishalchin biyantif elamanos. If I send a present to somebody on yantif, I'm only allowed to sound. I skipped a little piece of Gemara. Thank you. Rabbi Gabliel Omer, af midiyef fashola. Tanya, Abba Rabbi Abelazar Bartzado. Kacha ibn Hagan Shalbez Rabbi Gabliel. Shebeviyad li male adashim. Right, like the Rabbi Gabliel said in the Mishnah, that you're allowed to put it in to get the psolas to float. You're allowed to bring a pail full of lentils, umetzivan lav mayim, and pour water on them. Venimsa ochel lamata psolas lamala, and therefore the psolas is allowed to float to the top. No problem. Vatanya ifcha ay. We had another brayso that says you're allowed to have the psolas float to the bottom. Answer: that's not a halachic difference. Lo kasha habafra begili. Are we talking about the dirt, the earth floating to the bottom, or the straw pieces that are floating to the top? Right, the only difference is between the mitzias, right? Not a halachic difference. Period. Now the next Mishnah. Beishamay Omrim, a Mishalchin miyantav elamanos. If I want to send the present, we're out of malachas now. We spoke about the certain malachas, tochein and borer and dash. Now other issues of yantif. A Mishalchin miyantav elamanos. A person is only allowed to send a ready-made item to his friend on yantif. Rashi says, Davar hamuchan, veino asli lahanicha lamachar. Something that's raw for him today. Right, something for tomorrow? What are you sending him on yantif for? Today, Ubeis Hillel Omrim, Mishalchin, no problem. Mishalchin, Behema, Chayev, Oof, you can send a live animal. Bein Chayin, Bein Shchutin, you can send animals, whether they are Chay or Shachut. Right? It relates to the, are you allowed to send a live animal for Shalach Manos? Can I send them with somebody a cow for Mishalach Manos? They could Shachut it today, and they could use it for the Suda. Right? Is that considered Manos? Mishalach Manos. The Pre-Chadar says you can't. That's not called a mana. But here, right, Beis Shammai says you can send them only manos. Beis Hillel said, no, you can send them even animals. Right, Mashmah is not manos. Mishalchin yeno shmanim uslosos v'kidneyos. You can send a person wine and oils and flour and kidneyos, even though they're going to have to use them in order to prepare avolo tvua, but not raw grain. That's too early in the process. Rav Shimon mata b'tvua. Rav Shimon said, no, even that you're allowed to. Gemara. Tani, Rav Yechiel, ubevach lo yas... You're allowed to send, but you're not allowed to send it in a whole row of people. Right, a whole big thing. Right, that's not supposed to be done. And Yantif Rashi says here, Avsha Milsa. It is an activity which ruins the sanctity of the day. Avsha Milsa is usually used in the context of using loud machinery. Even if you didn't do anything on Shabbos or Yantif, right, to have a loud machine work in my property on Shabbos or Yantif is not allowed because of Avsha Milsa. Literally, the thing is known. It's not appropriate. See here, Rashi also says, Avsha Milsa. Nirin, it appears like you're like sending things to the marketplace to sell. You're not sending a present. So you shouldn't do it with a lot of people at once. How much is a lot of people? Tana. Ain't sure b'chusa mishlosha b'nei adam. Three people. Three people at one time leaving your house carrying items. You know, that's not appropriate. Boy, Ravashi. Tlasa gavri v'tlasa mine mai. What if it's three people, but they each have three different items? So teku, that is an unanswered question. Rabbi Shimon Mata Betvua, Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Mata Betvua, Kagon, Chitim, Lasos Ben Ludios. You could send wheat in order to make Ludios, which is a wheat food. Seorim Litain Lefnei Behemto, barley in order to give to animal fodder. Right, like we know, right, in 2 days, right, the carbon of Omer comes from Seorin, because it's Machal Behema, right, the Shtei Alechem HaTshvuis is Chitim, that's Machal Adam. We go from the level of Behema to the level of Adam. Seorim is always Machal Behema. Right, the carbon sota is brought from Seorin, because she did a Maisa Behema. Adashim, last of the man, Resisin. And lentils, in order to make a lentil mix. Good. So let's just do the next Mishnah. So, again, that Mishnah was about what we just did. Meikra did something present on Yantav is fine, but only if it's usable for Yantav and not in a way that will ruin the sanctity of the day. Says the Mishnah. Mishalchin, Kalim, Bein Tfern, Bein Shein, and Tfern. Am I allowed to send clothing to my friend on Yantav? So we're not even getting into it right now. Later on, we're going to... Kinyanim Anyantif. That's the Mishnah later on, Dachamed Vav. We'll get to. Matana. Is Matana included? You're not allowed to do Mekach HaMemkar Anyantif. On Shabbos or Yantif. What about Matana? That's a Machlokas Rishonim. Whether Matana is included. It could be Matana is not included. That would be a beautiful riot from this Mishnah. Mishach and Kalim. Beitur and Beishein Itzurim. You could send material, whether it is sewn into Begadim or not. The Afo Pishish Bekelayim. Even though it has Kelayim on it. The Hain Litzarach HaMoed, as long as they're needed, we'll go with our Gersa, as long as they're needed for Yantif, of a low sandal on Mesumar, we'll see why in the Gemara, you're not allowed to send a sandal with nails in it, as we'll see what that is, Velopis Minol Sheino Tafer, not a shoe that's not sewn, that it can't be used on Yantif. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Aflo Minol Lavan, you can't use a white shoe, Mepedesh Litzarach Uman, because it has to be blackened before it's used, it's not ready yet, so you're not allowed to use it. Zeh Klal, this is the rule, Kol Shnei Yosef Baba Yantif, Bashal Chadoso, whatever you can use on Yantif, get benefit for on Yantif, then you can send. Just to end off with a Chashuk Echemed. Just listen to the question. It's already enough. Dayenu. Chida. When is a person obligated to daven in a bathing suit? That's his question. When is a person obligated to daven in a bathing suit? Tshuva. Here's the tshuva. Nobody would ever, don't ask this at the Shabbos table because nobody would ever get this answer. But this is the answer. Chayal. Chayal halavush. Somebody is forced in an army to wear a certain uniform and a shatna is in it. Talking about Kelayim here. Chayal halavish madeit tzava shel shatnis. Shat tzava shel agoyim mechayvo lo lav sham. V'misarev lepkuda hu betzakadis lefashis. You don't wear this uniform, right? Chay misa. Ela sheish lo reshus, but whenever he wants to go swimming, he's allowed to take it off and go into the pool and not wear the shatnis. Hadavar barer. It's clear, says Rav Zilberstein, that he has to stay in the swimming pool all day. As much as he can. So he doesn't wear shatnis. He has the heter not to wear shatnis. Who mechuyedli kanis lebrecha v'lefshod, even if he ate swimming. V'lefshod es bigdei ha-shatnis v'lebosh beged yam. Kedei lihi natzel mi es v'levish ha-shatnis. The problem is, you're not allowed to daven without a shirt on. Right? So is it better to wear shatnis, because it's pikuach nefesh, I'm allowed to wear it, and daven with the shatnis on, or to go into the pool and daven without a shirt on and just wearing a bathing suit? That's the shiloh. Right? And we know you're not allowed to daven without a shirt. You can say kriyashma without a shirt on. You can't daven without a shirt on. Gemara and brachas. Right, that's by the right. Omi lefnei Hashem. So he says, "Lamaisa nira she'adav lispalav beveged yam." Better to daven without the shatnez, daven in the pool. Why? Because what's the whole issue? Why not daven without a shirt on? Because you have to be omi lefnei Hashem. You have to be in state of Yirah Shamayim. The reason you took off your uniform was because of Yirah Shamayim. You didn't want to wear the shatnez because of Yirat Shamayim. So this is not a lack of Yirat Shamayim not wearing it. You're dafka not wearing a shirt because of Yirat Shamayim. Therefore, he says, in this case, I would daven in the bathing suit. Who can move on? And obviously, shim ein lo breira v'chayav lobosh kolas ma b'kishadis. If they say after 2 hours in the pool, they say, Mister, you know, it's time to come out. And if you have to wear, you're allowed to daven with wearing a bag of shatnas if it's pikuach nefesh, right? You're allowed to daven. There's no problem with that, right? But then all your tefillah will still be mekubal pikuach nefesh hutra techuya, whatever it is. But either way, that's his answer to, you know, when is it mechuyev to wear a bathing suit when they daven? He has that on the line of afal pishi ish bohem kilayim. So we'll stop there. Okay, Hashem. Tomorrow, Hashem, there'll be daf tomorrow here. Tomorrow, 6:30. Tomorrow, daf is 6:30, and Hashem will continue then. Daf on Wednesday and Thursday also. Wednesday, our chaverim and chutz laaretz can listen to it after their second day of Yontif, and Wednesday and Thursday we'll have the daf, and then Hashem will talk about the schedule.